5 in case 2536. This was a continuation of the case, and again, we talked about the diagnostics. As we heard, you know, we could have tried to schedule the ultrasound in-house. That timing would have kind of fell right in line with the same time that they would have been going to the specialist, and it would have been better in that situation to go to a specialist versus having that done in-house. So getting that entire workup would have been a better situation. Dr. Lester spoke about the exploratory surgery, also did talk about the prednisolone. I think there was some confusion as far as, you know, the Miss George calling and asking for that medication. It wasn't that Miss George knew that that medication was going to make her dog better. She had already had that discussion with the doctor previously, as this was one of the alternative another type of therapy that could be done because the dog was progressing at such a state. So again, I would say in the case of 2536, I would recommend dismissal with no violation.
Second.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second. Any other discussion?
Missing something, Rush?
No. Oh, sorry, Mr. Davenport.
No.
No, you don't want to hear the truth. Why didn't we get a phone call on April 26th when he was already dying?
Disconnect him.
And the blood work was right there.
Disconnect him.
Mr. Davenport, we want to have you be a part of this process, but we need you to listen. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I add just a comment to our overall discussion quickly? I would just say there have been some concern about whether or not the blood work was reviewed with the client, and there are medical records that show that a phone call was made to Ms. George to go over that blood work result. So those blood work results were given at the same time that the recommendation for potentially giving the prednisolone, and so just to kind of tie all that together.
And that's false.
Nope.
Yep, that's falsifying records.
All right, so the board has voted in this matter to no violation. Dr. Lesser, you'll receive a written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office, and this concludes the informal interview.
Thank you for participating today. I'm gonna go ahead and disconnect the call. Bye-bye.